Nobel laureate Vernon Smith says the key to Alaska's economic development is loosening government's grip on its land and resources. The economist spoke last night on the campus of University of Alaska Anchorage, where he is a visiting professor. APRN's Gabriel Spitzer reports.
Vernon Smith says that if Alaskans want development and prosperity, they had better get comfortable with globalization. The winner of the 2002 Nobel Prize in Economics spoke about the roots of globalization, arguing that they date back to the most ancient kinds of personal exchange. He says Alaskans will have to confront their ambivalent relationship with development in order for the state to revitalize its economy, and the global element will be an important part of that commerce.
If you take this route, it is important that you learn to see words like globalization, profit, and exchange as good words, peaceful words, which in different forms have always been part of our heritage.
It didn't take the economist long to decide what was the biggest barrier to Alaska's economic development, that just a tiny fraction of its land is in private hands. He asked his audience to imagine if that were the case in the rest of the country.
Were it historically the case that only 1% of the lower 48 was privately held, all U.S. citizens would be much poorer, the lower 48 would have little to export to Alaska, and Senator Stevens would be much less successful trying to get blood out of a turnip.
Smith suggested that it ought to be possible to trade in long-term private leases to state lands. This, he said, would encourage lasting economic development. He also pointed to the permanent fund as an example of a positive way to distribute the proceeds of developing public resources.
The permanent fund recognized the principle that these resources up here ought to be developed in a way so that Alaskan citizens can benefit. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is revolutionary, because governments always want to capture all that.
Smith won the Nobel Prize after pioneering the use of laboratory experiments to test economic theories. He is the Rasmussen Chair at UAA and will return 4 times over the next year to lecture, teach, and do research. In Anchorage, I'm Gabriel Spitzer.